Hi, this is Tony Teolis of todolisthome.com. I want to give you a tour of the backyard today and the front yard and show you how I'm turning this landscape into an edible landscape. This is episode 140 of todolisthome.com. Grow plants and trees for sweet edible landscape. In the front here we have two grape plants that I put in a 2x8 bed. These are Cynthiana Nortons, and they're good for growing Cabernet Sauvignon wine. At least they're good for growing the grapes that will make Cabernet Sauvignon wine. And here is a raspberry plant. Over here is a large three-tiered strawberry planter. And this is a side view where you can see the fig tree. These are more raspberry plants that I put in the spring. And this is an older set of raspberry and blackberry plants put in 2010. This is a pyramid strawberry planter that I built back in 2010. And it grows strawberries. They're just all mulched over. More strawberries over here, as you can see. In the backyard, I have blackberries and raspberries again growing in this long bed. And in 2011, I planted extra thornless blackberries to add to the delectable crops. This is a raspberry plant that I pulled as a runner and planted there. And as you can see, when we walk through the backyard here, I've terraced the steep backyard and created these swells in which I'm going to go ahead and plant wintergreen. And there's another grape plant right there. That's a Concord grape that I just put in a couple of weeks ago. I'll also be planting cranberry, salal, lavender. And this is a larger view of what the backyard looks like now. Up in the foreground is a larger swale, and I'm going to go ahead and plant some larger plants in there. It'll be ground cover, and it'll be edible. These are two Mars grapes. They're seedless grapes. They'll be growing big and large in here. And as you can see, even though it's December, I got these from ediblelandscape.com, located in Virginia near the Shenandoah Mountains. These are some blueberry plants that I put in the spring of 2011 with my children, and that's an asparagus bed next to, or to the left. To the right is the new arbor that I built for the kiwi plants. But here are some more blueberry plants. It's winter. This is a peach tree I just went ahead and put in. With the proper pruning, I'll be able to grow this tree right here amidst all this other fruit. You see the asparagus bed, and here is an elderberry plant. Behind it all is this beautiful arbor I built a couple weeks ago for these two female kiwi plants. These are Dumbarton oaks, and this structure was built to support the possible 300 pounds of kiwi that they will produce. There is a male kiwi plant located next to the gazebo where the beehives are kept. As I continue traversing here through the backyard, there is another Mars grape plant growing here. Or is that a Concord, it looks like, actually. And then the Mars is in the background there. You can tell I got some hugel beds here, a new one to the left. This is an older one I built in 2011, and I've decided to turn it into raising permanent plants only. We've got rosemary and lemongrass and lemon balm growing in here. To continue to make the backyard sweet, of course, it wouldn't be complete without the two beehives with busy bees, even in the midst of December here. It's a warm day today, December. I believe this is December 8th, 2012, and the bees are out searching for more nectar and pollen, maybe just doing some cleansing flights. Back here is the edge of the forest, so to speak, the edge of the food forest here. We have elderberry plants on the outside and more blueberry plants on the inside. Kind of shaped like a U-shaped garden, and I got the idea from Gaia's Garden. We have a larger, older hugel bed in the background, and in the far background is a hugel bed I built not too long ago. So as you can see, if I could stand still here long enough to give you a view, there's a lot of fruit growing here, a lot of fruit plants. It's hard to tell their fruit now in December, but wait till the spring when a new video comes up. And I have grape plants growing on either side of the steps that lead up to the deck. That's a raspberry runner that's grown into a nice plant on its own. I pulled that from the side. And these are more grapes right here. This is another, I believe this is a Cynthiana Norton, just like the two in the front. And over here is another Concord grape. Just wonderful. We'll see how they grow, but if they do, the bounty will really be something in this backyard. That's the asparagus bed. And you see the original, or the first asparagus bed up there, the big fern-looking thing. I'm going to come back and give another view of what the whole yard looks like from the back here with this beautiful new arbor put in. And we do some other things here is in the back in a shade next to the trees where it's moist all the time. You see I've waxed over mushroom plugs that my son and I put in last week. So I got several hundred shiitake and oyster mushroom plugs planted or inoculated into these logs and then sealed with wax. And in maybe another 5 months to a year, we'll see some mushrooms coming out of them.